This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Monday. You're tuning in. We're tuning in to WGOD. This is where God is always broadcasting when we tune into His frequency. His frequency today is my New King James Bible, though that really doesn't matter, but we're in Matthew chapter 6. We're going to look at a couple things here in this sermon. It's a short sermon. This is going to play Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Matthew chapter 6, we're looking at more of the Lord's instructions from the Sermon on the Mount. We're looking at the correct way to give, as it says in the New King James, a charitable deed. When you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be done in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will Himself reward you openly. We're going to look at that. Then we're going to look at the model prayer, the Lord's Prayer, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We're going to look at that. Then we're going to end up here this week with the end of the Lord's Prayer in verse 14, which are closely tied together, and the subject is forgiveness. If you forgive men their trespasses, then your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Notice, friend, how your forgiveness is conditional. And God, the Lord even asks you to pray that God would use your yardstick, as it says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Imagine that. Imagine that. Dear God, please forgive me the same way that I forgive everyone else. Imagine praying that one here today. That's where we're at here this week. If you'd like this whole sermon, you can write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. Or go to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio, and you can download it, upload it on there. Enjoy today. This is first part of this message now of Matthew chapter 6. I don't know what else to call this sermon this week. Lord, teach us to pray, or your forgiveness is conditional. Fasting in private. Lay up treasures in heaven and not here on earth. You cannot serve God and money. Or lastly, don't worry about things. God is in control. All that and more here in chapter 6 here this morning. Let's pray. Lord God Almighty, we praise you today. Lord, we ask for your wisdom here to shine down. Speak to us through your word here today. Just want to be known as a praying church. We can never pray enough. Lead us and guide us by your Holy Spirit now. Speak to us. Lord, we come to you with an open heart, open ears. Speak to us through your word now this morning. And help us, enable us, and empower us to be doers of your word this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. It says, take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven.
Verse 2, therefore, when you do a charitable deed. Okay, he's going to show us now how to do it right. And to start, don't let others in on what you do in Jesus' name for his glory. Because to tell someone about it is to seek their praise as a reward. And don't get me wrong, because that's certainly human nature to do this. To strive after man's approval, right? I think we all do that. We all want to be accepted and approved. I think back to when the Apostle Paul was saved. This is what he said in Galatians 1:14 or 1:15. He said, but when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those that were apostles before me, but I went to Arabia and I returned again to Damascus. Arabia being the desert, where it's just you and him, nobody else, all alone. When Paul was saved, he didn't go tell anyone. He went out into the wilderness for a little quiet time with God. Now, back here in these verses, look at the praise-seeking Pharisees. Verse 2, therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites. Let's change hypocrite to play actor. Okay, do not sound the trumpet before you like the play actors do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they might have glory for men. So attention, attention. Pastor Paul's now going to be good to the poor, and he's going to give a dime and a pat on the back to everyone that hasn't eaten in a week. Right? Sound the gong. That's what they were doing there. Or else, here you are. You're driving to church. You know, you're going down the corner here. You're on the corner of Sykes Creek and Banana River. And here is Sid Finkelstein out here with his hands up high. And you're driving here and you say, oh my, look at Sid. Isn't he holy? You see, Sid's got his praise from you on your way into church. Not from God. You weren't seeking God's praise. When you're seeking God's praise, you do it all by yourself. When there's no one looking, in your own room, in the desert, not out here in the open. When you do it out here in the open, you're seeking the praise from men. And Jesus said, don't do that. Don't sound the trumpet like the play actors do in the synagogues. Wow, Jesus called them play actors. Hypocrite, hypocrite in the Greek, someone that had a face on a stick, and he put it right before his face like that. He pretended to be someone that he's not. Jesus said, don't do that. Don't pretend to be someone that you're not. Don't pretend to be holy. That's what you're doing. Don't pretend. But go into your house and shut the door. And your father, who sees in secret, will reward you. That's what he's going to say in a minute. Again, oh, men might praise me for that, but the praise stops there. Jesus goes on to say, he says, assuredly. All right, anytime you see the word assuredly, Darren, we're going to change that to you bet your sweet bippy. Okay, so you bet your sweet bippy, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you do a charitable deed, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deeds may be done in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. I'm guilty of that. 3 minutes before the service started, when I asked Luann, I wanted a detailed account of how many people were here for the food pantry. And she said, I don't know. We were busy. Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. And what should happen is Carol ought to tug on her jacket, or them two, and say, my, oh, my, look at the time. Wow, look at that. 1 o'clock. I had no idea. That's what he's talking about. Not how many people were here. That's the perfect answer. I don't know. I don't know how many people were here. I was busy. Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Assuredly, they have their reward. When you do a charitable deed, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be done in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will himself reward you openly. Hopefully your Bible says openly. Most Bibles today don't have that word in it. In Esposito English, just be so preoccupied with doing good that you have forgotten the time. Go work at the Brevard Sharon Center or join Nancy or Les at the Seafarers Ministry. Occupy yourself with good works in Jesus' name. Don't stop to consider it. Don't even let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Get lost in good works for the rest of your short time here on planet Earth. Because believe me, it's short. All right, are we good with that subject? Next up, the model prayer. Verse 5. And when you pray, you shall not be like the play actors. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners. So that, look at it. So that, meaning this is the reason. They love to pray standing in the synagogues. Remember, they stand up to pray. And on the corners of the streets, so that they may be seen by men. You bet your sweet bippy, I say to you, that they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you've shut the door, pray to your Father who is in secret, or the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, don't use vain repetition like the heathen do. For they think they will be heard for their many words. That's like how we used to pray when I was a kid at the dinner table. I'll never forget every night. God is great, God is good, and we thank him for our food. Amen.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
King of love, you've called my name. You gave me life, although the shame had covered me. You took my hand, and here I stand. I'm saved by grace. Father God, you heard the prayer.